Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome back to Beauty News. This is the 21st of September edition. We'll be talking about new release makeup items and updates.
Updates and stuff we've spoken about before and yes. Probably holiday stuff.
Yeah, bit of holiday shit yeah. Chucked in there.
Yeah, but we've got some housekeeping
we
first.
We do. So first of all, let's start by saying we have drawn our winner for the Glam Raider boxes.
Yeah.
Names are going to be on the screen.
Somewhere on the screen. Yes. So there's three prizes, so three winners. So congratulations, guys.
Well done.
We haven't drawn it yet, so we actually...
We don't know who it is.
We don't know who it is. It's a surprise.
It is.
And we did have a few people sort of complain that it was an Australian-only giveaway. I do want to clarify that when we do giveaways just us, we always make them international.
Mm-hmm.
But when we partner with a store that sells to Australia sort of only, we kind of have to cater to their audience.
Yeah.
So apologies, but next time if it's ours, we will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get it. It is what it is.
We try our best, but
yeah,
it's limitations.
Yes. The next thing we need to announce is a video that we are doing with skincare expert Darren Clark. It's mm-hmm. going to be a skincare Q&A video.
Mm-hmm.
Darren is the founder and owner of Glyco Skincare, which is a brand that we both love very, very much. Very effective skincare.
Very good skincare.
And Darren said, hey, let's do a Q&A.
Let's chat about skincare.
Yes,
so I'm kind of excited about this because...
So
Darren's a great guy to chat to. He's mm-hmm. very, like, easy to talk to. He's very forthcoming with information.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want the Q&A to be about his brand,
yes.
as like, specifically. So we're leaving it open to you guys. We've got questions of our own that we sort of want to discuss. We want to talk about anything from what's the best type of retinol, what's a retinoid, what's a vitamin A, what's
yeah.
a this and that, what's the best thing to go for, prescription,
yeah.
active skincare, like
how
all that
to
kind
use
of stuff.
Stuff properly, yeah.
yeah.
All the nitty-gritty
yeah.
stuff.
What type of sunscreen should you go for on a daily basis? What's the difference between physical and chemical? All we've got questions for him.
We do.
But we thought if you guys have questions for him as well, just to sit down. He's been in the industry for decades. So
yeah.
he's been a skin therapist. And then he ran a website,
yes.
A very successful website. And now he has his own brand where he makes sort of top-notch high-end
yeah.
active skincare. So if you have any questions, just basic questions or advanced questions, leave them in the comments down below because we're going to compile a list of things that people want to know about skincare. And I'm even going to ask him at the end of that, like, if you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, what is a basic skincare
yeah.
Regime that you need? And one thing I really love about him is that he doesn't give you the fluff answers.
Yeah.
He'll be like, look, you should be using a toner, but you really don't need it.
Yeah.
You're not going to.
Yeah.
Do this instead.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think it would be a good chat. So, all your skincare questions, leave them in the comments down below
yeah.
and we'll compile a nice list.
Excellent.
All right. We don't have too many updates, luckily. Thank God. So we've only got a couple. So let's
yeah.
get on to MAC.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen some of their matte makers influencer collabs that they've been doing. So we saw Nima Tang, which is available in the US. And this is described as being a warm red, and it's a matte. So it's a beautiful matte. We've also seen the Canadian ones. This is Sondra, and hers is an orange-toned red matte. So they're currently available. They look like nice shades. And I do believe that, from what I've heard, they're sort of region exclusive for a short period of time, and then we'll roll out
globally.
So if you like these colors and you can't find dupes for them elsewhere because MAC has a lot of reds. But
yeah,
if you want to support the influencer,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah,
it's cool.
That's fair.
That's
yeah.
fair. What else do we have from MAC?
We've got some of their new palettes, the ones
yeah.
that are all like,
yeah,
can't make up their mind. Looks like we've got Smarty Pants and Pretty Punk. So Pretty Punk is kind of cool toned with a purple, a green and a blue.
Yeah, but the blush is purple.
It is.
Interesting.
It's exciting. And then Smarty Pants is pretty much a warm, shimmery
neutral, nude,
yeah.
nude palette.
And there is a cool shade in there and a bit of a pinky red. It's very exciting.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. Looks like we've also got some new lipstick.
Yeah, I think we might have spoken about this a little while ago, I think. Maybe not. Maybe. Not some too
new,
sure.
New but lipstick.
But it's a new...
Just one.
Just one. No, it's a new formula. So yeah. This is interesting. So if you like MAC lipsticks, I'm actually wearing one today, believe it or not. If you like MAC lipsticks, they've got a brand new formula coming out. So these are the Powder Kiss lipsticks. They're coming in 16 shades. They're described as a soft, focus, moisture matte, weightless formula. So it's supposed to be comfy like a lip balm with a silken feel, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I think Powder Kiss sounds really off-putting.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's like the driest or powdery of the mattes. We're just going to, like, time will tell what it's like. They're saying it's a matte reinvented. So I guess it's supposed to be not as thick as their normal mattes. Their normal matte formulas are nice and creamy, but they can be quite thick on
they
the lips.
They can, yes.
So, yeah, I'm curious to see, but it's launching in October.
Awesome.
Okay, last week we talked about the Saucebox Secret Garden palette that is releasing late October. And we saw swatches of it last week, but we've now seen what the pans look like. This is the one that's got 7 mattes and 1 sort of topper colour. So It was up for, like, pre-order shipping later in October. I don't think it's limited edition. So if you really do like this, just keep an eye out and you can order it whenever.
And the last thing we have for updates is Kat Von Disaster. This is her holiday blush palette from the Fetish collection.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. No, look, I'm going to say I really like the color combinations. I really like the idea, and I'm surprised not more brands have done this, to pair the blush with the highlighter.
Yeah.
Like, have complementary shades. I think that's a great idea.
I think that's smart.
It's a really smart idea, but it's pretty much the only thing I like about this palette.
Mm.
There is so much wasted space. I also don't understand why the highlighters are bigger than the blushes.
I can't stand it. I just can't stand
it.
I can't stand any of it.
We're over it.
We're done. We are so over it. It's just like...
I don't think we're ever under it, but we're way over it.
Yeah.
We have over it and down the hill and...
Far away.
Down the road, we're over it.
We're in another country.
Yep.
Literally.
Good.
Yeah.
Look, I'm keen. So, let's start with new news.
All right, good.
Do we start with Anastasia Beverly Hills?
Let's do it.
So, they've just announced that they're releasing a mini lip gloss set.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is going to be $25, and it's launching on the 25th of September in their US and UK website. Other online retailers will be the 9th of October, and in stores in all US retailers will be the 12th of October. So this has diamond, citrine, pearl, and pink tourmaline. So they recently, well, in the last few months, they released new lip glosses that were like toppers. So they weren't actually had like a lot of pigment as a color. They just had like different sort of glitter or pearlescent kind of effects, and these are mini versions. So if you did want to try those, it's a nice range.
Yeah, they're
you've
pretty.
Got cool, you've got gold, you've got nude, you've got pink. I know a few people are keen to try this, so that's coming 25th.
Excellent.
All right, so after we had filmed, we were talking about Anastasia Beverly Hills don't really release things one item at a time. They usually have a release date and they release quite a few things. And surprise, surprise, we woke up this morning to a new palette. So this is the Sultry palette. It's got different looking packaging. It's quite sparkly. And then inside, there's a lot of nudes and cool tone colors with a pop of like red coral. So this is their new palette. It's coming out again on the 25th of September and rolling out different online stores and in stores throughout October. But we've got a new palette for Christmas. And it doesn't just stop there. We also have 8 shades of glitter that are releasing for the holidays as well. So these will be $15 each, and they each contain 5.4 grams of product, releasing the same day. You can see all the shades on the screen. You've got gold, you've got pink, you've got red, you've got blue, you've got green. And some of them look even sort of slightly holographic. There's a purple, there's a red. So yeah, there's a few things going on. And in addition to the mini lip gloss bundle, we also have a mini metallic liquid lipstick set. So this contains the shades Blizzard, Phantom, and Mai Tai, releasing the same time as the other ones. And these look very Christmassy. They look very glittery. You've got like a iridescent white, a really metallic sort of red, and what looks like a sort of peachy gold. So that's what we've seen so far. If there is any more, we'll link to Instagram in the comments down below because I can't keep re-editing this video. But hopefully, yeah, hopefully that's it. Also, before I just quickly head off and before people rage in the comments that we haven't discussed this collection today as well, so after filming, we have seen the ColourPop Disney Designer Collection. So this is coming out on the 28th of September, so we'll talk about it in depth next week. And it is a collaboration with Disney princesses. It's got an eyeshadow palette, it's got Super Shock shadows, it's got Luxe lipsticks, all named after different Disney princesses, and also some lip glosses. So we will talk about that, but if you do want to sign up to learn more about this and hear when it's first being released, they do have a part on their website that you can do that. So check that out if you want to, but we'll talk about it in depth next week.
From Artist Couture, we have some new Diamond Luxe Luminizers.
Mm-hmm.
So these are launching like today or tomorrow as we're filming this, but they'll be out.
Yes.
No, actually, they'll be out the day you're watching this.
Yep.
Sorry. So four shades here. Look, they're pretty to look at.
Yeah, so these are retailing for $38, which does sound like a lot, but you get 10 grams of product, which is 0.35 ounces.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of product. They also, I think they were saying that they've been working on this for 3 years. Now, look, I'm going to say that, look, there's part of me that's saying, look, these shades are kind of boring. And no doubt if you've got a big highlighter collection, you would have had these.
Mm.
But at the same time, they're pretty pans. If the formula is spot on, I can imagine people wanting to buy all of these.
Absolutely.
So it comes down to the formula. If you're going to spend that much money on a shade, it's going to be a great formula.
Yeah.
And if you're going to add a new gold or a new pink or a new champagne or a new bronze to your collection, it's going to be like spot on formula. And if they've been working on it for 3 years, I feel like they might be able to get it right. If you're also familiar with Artist Couture, they're the ones that had the loose highlighters. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they've been doing highlighters for a while, but this is sort of like their first proper pressed one.
Yeah.
And I'm interested. If we had better access to this, I would try them.
Yeah.
I would try them. They look pretty. Good shades. Nice universal shades. Something for everyone.
Yeah. Astralis, we have a new face powder. It's the strawberry powder.
It is.
Mm. So this is kind of like, they have a banana powder, which is a yellow pressed face powder, and now they've brought out a more pink one for people with fairer skin tones or more
cooler,
pink.
Yeah. Pinker skin tone. I would say this is more of a peach powder.
Yeah.
Look, I think this is a decent idea. It's already available. It's $15.95 in Australia. In Australia, that's actually not that expensive, especially since you can get it at places like Priceline and get 50% off often. So this is not a bad idea. I've always thought banana powders generally for most people are a bit of a gimmick. It's one of those fad things that took off, but a lot of people can't actually wear them properly. And I feel like this strawberry powder is just adding to that.
Yeah.
But I do know that a lot of people like the idea of banana powder and wanted a different version. So I think they should bring out all different types. Peach
green,
powder,
yellow,
like kiwi fruit
blue
powder, fucking grape powder. Just do it. Why not? Have fun with it.
Oh, I love it.
Color corrected powder.
Spinach powder.
Yeah. Why not?
Roast chicken dinner powder.
Do you know what? Fuck, what's annoying well. About this though? I would actually like. Okay, I know fragrance in makeup is unnecessary and it's not good for everyone. But if this actually smelled like strawberry, I'd probably
I'd buy it.
I'd buy it.
Yeah,
yeah. Just because I love
the smell. I don't think it does though.
No, but I don't think it does.
Yeah. Beauty Bay is doing some stuff.
They are doing some stuff.
They're doing two stuffs.
They pretty much announced it, like they dropped a bomb and now they're just continuing to drop more bombs.
Yeah.
So Beauty Bay in the last week have announced that they're bringing out their home brand. So their Beauty Bay makeup in-house brand.
Yes.
And they've so far released three mega eyeshadow palettes.
Yeah.
So these are £25 each. They're 42 eyeshadow palettes. They're massive. They're so competing with Morphe.
They put Morphe to shame.
They are. So you've got the Origin, which is very warm. You've got the oranges. You have the sort of rusty colors. You have, you know, shimmers, mattes, etc., etc. You have the Evolve palette, which looks like a big version of that Tarte palette.
Mm-hmm.
What was that Tarte palette called?
It was the Tarteist Pro.
Yeah. The big one with the shimmery shades.
Yeah.
So this has more neutrals, but it's also got some pops of color. And then you have the Identity one, which is, once again, more vibrant reds and oranges, and it's got some pinks and purples and whatnot. So, look, people, I don't think people are super, super excited for this, but it's an option for you. But then they just announced that they are also releasing their first collab. So they literally launched their eyeshadows last week, and then they're like, and we've just done a collab, and it's with someone named Jordan Lipscomb.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very familiar with her, but when I looked her up, she had like 1.5 million followers, and I'm like, So I think she's more popular in the UK.
Okay, yeah.
But so what she is releasing is three palettes, and they have six eyeshadows and two highlighters in each palette. So you can see the variations on the screen. A lot of people are sort of interested in this, and I think what this will come down to is what the quality's like.
Yes.
Because you have this beautiful sort of... there should be a video playing on the screen, and you can see her using this sort of army green color, this sort of olive green in the crease. It's a really current color. You've got some shimmers, you've got a teal, and then you also have a warmer version that's got sort of like the cranberry shimmer. It's got the rusty red, orangey color, and then you have another one, like a brown with yellow, and yellow once again is very, very popular. So if the formula of these are good, I think it's a well thought out little palette, but we don't know yet because it's who knows, it's a brand new brand.
It's a new brand. I don't know. Look, I look at these new huge palettes, these 42 pan palettes, and I'm like, fuck, man.
Too much.
It's absurdly big. Like, what next? 50 pan palettes, 60 pan, 100 pan. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Are we making desk size palettes? Because if that's where we're going, you can all fuck off. I'm out.
Yeah, can like, you just imagine having a table and you just like open
lift
up the lid
and, like, and it's just eyeshadow? Like, I'm not. Oh, God. It's just.
Yeah. So I do think these smaller ones are definitely more palatable.
I agree.
Because
Pardon the pun.
Yeah, that's true. You can see yourself like maybe taking these traveling. Are you right there, Books? Yeah, I could see you like you can see yourself taking these traveling. I think they're quite versatile. So I think these will sell better than the bigger ones, just because you get analysis paralysis with the bigger ones. But once again, I think it all comes down to how good the quality is. And these are not yet available. They do have a you can put your name on the waiting list. So I'm not sure when they will drop. But they're churning out the palettes.
Home brands.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bobbi Brown. We have a new palette, which just looks stunning.
It does, doesn't it?
In the pan.
Wow, you're like, that is beautiful, vibrant reds, rich golds.
Beautiful, molten metals, stunning. And then we look at this and I'm like,
brown. It's brown.
Oh, it's very Bobbi Brown. So this is the infrared palette, and it's an 8-pan palette with mattes and metallics.
Should have already launched in the US.
Yeah, and it's...
Yeah. The difference between the marketing images and the swatches, night and day.
Yeah.
And it really frustrates me because I feel like that what they did was they created a warm-toned brown palette and they're like, this is what this is what the kids want, yeah, right? This is what the kids want. Yes. And then they took photos and they're like, oh, fuck, it looks brown. And so they're like, let's just turn up the saturation to make it look really interesting for the marketing photos so people can be clicking and going, yep, I'm going to buy this.
Yeah.
And they get it and it's just brown.
Brown. Fuck.
Bobby Brown. Yeah. Get it? Get it?
Boom tish.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want warm browns, yeah, Bobby Brown,
infrared. If you want it, you can get it. It's $39, $144 value. By Terry is doing something just a little bit different. They're taking an old concept and putting their own twist on it.
This is great. Pretty cool. This is really cool.
So this is a By Terry palette factory, and essentially it's a bespoke palette or eyeshadow service that is opening at Selfridges Beauty, or it opened on the 13th of September in Manchester and the 14th of September in London. We're not sure how long this will run for, but
I have a feeling it'll probably be all holiday season. I think it's going to be
quite a while because the setup is extensive. Pretty insane. This kind of looks a little bit like when you're trying to choose paint swatches to paint your house. But essentially what happens is you choose your palette, so you can get like a single, a quad, a trio, or an 8-pan palette. And then you choose your designs within your eyeshadow pans. So you'll choose if you just want a single color, if you want it to be a split pan, a trio, or like multicolored speckled. And then you choose your colors. And essentially, you get to choose the pigment, the finish, all that stuff. They will press it for you, pop it in your palette, and to top it all off, you can have a little bit of sparkle on top. Don't know why you want an overspray, but some people love it.
Some people do love
it. Personally, I find it deceiving.
It is.
But if you like it, I respect.
And if you're choosing to do it yourself,
you know,
it's not deceiving.
You know exactly what you're getting yourself into. So I think this is a fantastic idea.
I think it's great.
And of course, to finish it off, you do get to choose, like, I think it's going to be a cardboard sleeve for your palette, which has different types of designs on it. Yeah,
I think this is a great idea because, realistically, this is sort of like the equivalent of the Bite Lab, like the lipstick lab, where you choose a finish, you choose a fragrance, you choose the color, and they make you, like, little bespoke lipstick. But this is in an eyeshadow palette form, which is so great. Everyone's like, I want my perfect blue. I want my perfect this. You can get it.
You can create it.
Yeah. By Terry's not cheap. And this would be a very expensive way to get eyeshadows.
Absolutely.
But really unique and really fun.
Yeah. I like it.
I reckon think people should.
It's a twist on a DIY palette or a, you know, custom made palette. And I like it. And
I like it too.
I am actually surprised that it's By Terry who has brought this to the market. And I'm like, they are just, like, they've just swooped in and they're providing a service which is going to be expensive because By Terry is expensive.
Yeah.
But fucking good on them.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
They got their first and I like it.
Yeah, and it's very hard to have something unique and different in the beauty industry. So the fact that they've done that, I'm like, good on you. Smart. Good things. Yeah.
Whoever they had come up with that concept, keep them on the books.
And then next time you just have to add in mini makeup collectibles, like like the Kohl's ones
with a book that you can store them in, and you get one for every eyeshadow purchase.
Yes,
and then before we'll you know there. It someone spent like $30,000 trying to collect them all.
If that you're not Australian, you won't get it.
You won't get it, but
if you are Australian,
it's an inside joke. You know the struggle is real.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a new collection coming early next year.
I know. Kohl's mini shop. Was it Little Shop?
Little Shop.
That was great.
I won't be missing out on the trolley and the basket this time. I will be ready.
Yeah.
Ready for my body.
Ready for my body.
That was a tangent.
It was a serious one.
It was very serious, guys. You don't understand how seriously we took out Kohl's minis.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, we have something here from Christian Louboutin. So these, I don't want to pronounce this. Is it the
Eye Color Collection?
That's it. Those ones. So these are 6 matte and 6 metallic. I believe they're like a liquid shadow.
Yeah.
They have the insane packaging, as we're all
aware of.
Aware of. And these are available exclusively, well, they say that. It says exclusively now at Saks and in stores October 1st.
Yeah.
But these are also currently available on Selfridges and they are shipping globally. So
they are pretty fancy, aren't they?
It's a thing.
All right. Dose of Colors only this week have been showing their second collab with Desi and
Katie.
Yeah. I don't follow them, unfortunately.
No, neither do I.
I should. No, whatever. So their last collab was very successful, sold out really quickly. They had like a lipstick each.
Yeah.
They had a little eyeshadow palette. And now they're, from what we've seen an eyeshadow palette, which is called Friendcation palette. And you can see that it is a 10-pan palette. There are some gorgeous shimmers in here.
First thing I heard about this collection was when I saw the swatches of the blue shadow.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's pretty, but fuck, man. Like,
I don't need blue.
I don't need blue. Okay, one.
I do like
blue. I don't feel like I need to support the creators because I'm not, like, a massive fan.
Yeah.
And I don't need blue. I can survive without blue. I've got lots of blues if I need a blue. And also, I'm a bit iffy about Dose of Colors. Then I see the inside of the palette and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I'm digging it. I love the 50-50 split with the shimmers and the mattes. A few people are saying that the mattes are boring and they'd prefer an all shimmer palette. I also think that would be rad. I would have been all over that as well.
Down.
Yeah, I would have been staying up and throwing my credit card details at that website.
Yeah.
But I think as a standalone palette, this is really well thought out. You have the neutrals, you have the warms, you have some cools. They all work really nicely. The mix of shimmers and mattes, I dig. I love the sort of olive green. I love the blue, I like it all.
Is that meant to be a black glitter or, like,
I don't know. Confused. It looks like a dark teal to me, like a smoky teal color. But we haven't seen too much. We've seen swatches of a few shades. We've also seen two lip glosses that are coming out. One is a repeat.
Mm-hmm.
So the repeat is over the top. Mm-hmm. So it is, once again, sort of like a topper. I think that's more of the goldy typical color. And then there's a new one called The Most, which is a pinky shimmer. So, yeah, two sort of gloss toppers and an eyeshadow palette launching the 24th. So, yeah, I know a lot of people are keen and I don't blame them. I'm not a fan of the creators. I don't watch them.
We're indifferent about them. Yeah. We're just like, we don't follow them, so we have about them.
And I don't really care about Dose of Colors, but this is a smart release. And if it's on my radar for, like, I'm interested in purchasing.
I'm pretty sure this is duochrome too.
It looks fucking gorgeous, doesn't it? That palette.
Just fucking swatch everything.
I know. Look, by the time you're watching this, we might have full swatches.
Yeah.
But the ones we have seen, very pretty and I'm almost like, look at that blue on their eyes.
I know, it might be happening. This is a sneak peek from
that we presume it might be from Fenty.
We think.
But the photos will not have the logo on it, so they can't get us for trademark something, something, something that they tried to last time.
It might be, it might not be. We can't confirm nor deny.
Yeah.
But essentially, they are more of their stunner lip paints.
Yeah, so it looks like they're coming on the 1st of October.
Is that a black one?
Yeah. So it looks like there's a black one, a brown one, a nudie kind of sandy peachy colour, and what looks like a mauve.
Yeah.
Now, in this photo, it looks like they're all variations of brown, but we do have a swatch that was taken down.
Yes.
And that looks very pinky mauve. So there's definitely more to come.
When they take them down,
you know it's maybe legit. Their legal team is serious.
Oh, my God. Their legal team are like,
yeah, they're serious. They don't fuck around.
No, they don't. They don't at all. But cannot confirm or deny until we can confirm.
It's blank beauty. We don't know what it is.
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
All right, we've got a new Kylie Cosmetics collection because, you know, new week, new collection from Kylie.
Here are 6,000 photos.
That's true. Mm-hmm. All, like, Snapchat shitty photos. So this is a collection with her best friend, Jordan.
Yeah.
So Jordan Woods, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've got here is an eyeshadow palette. Mm-hmm. And you can see the shades here, the names of them.
Yep.
Look. Not hating it.
I actually really like the palette. Yeah. I won't buy it.
No,
but I do like it. And I like this collection because she's got to do it with her friend.
Yeah.
And I think that's really
nice. And a lot of people are like, who's Jordan? And look, well, I don't follow them, but at the same time, she's a big influencer in her own right. She's got millions of people following her on Instagram. So this makes a lot of sense. You can tell that she wears makeup.
Yeah.
Because this palette is well thought out.
Yeah.
Super well balanced. Once again, warms. I love it when they have the orangey crease color and then the mauvey crease color.
I love that too. But have you actually noticed they've got, like, I would say they've got about four transition shades there.
They've
got a slightly dark grayish cream. They've got a neutral brown, which is just so easy to wear.
Yeah.
Looks like it does have some sparkle in it. Probably won't show up.
You're talking about this sister one? No, the one next to it. True Love. Yeah, true it's got love. Some sparkle.
Probably won't really show up on the eye. Then you've got the warm transition, the really beautiful cool transition, and then you've got two dark mattes.
Yep. Yeah.
And a blue matte.
Oh, it's a purple. But
okay.
Look, what I like about this, and I don't usually gush over her palettes, but I like that you can use them in quads.
Yes,
you've got the first quad, which is more of your nude kind of basic look.
Yep.
You've got more of a summery look with the middle one, and then you have the cool toned smoky one. And I think the shimmers look great.
Yeah,
there's none that are super like double ups. I think it's a cool palette.
I actually don't hate it. And it's not even a black.
Yeah, it's like a plum. Love You
Bitch is a dark plum.
Yeah. I've been waiting for more dark plums instead of blacks.
Yeah.
That quad, I think, should be in
more. It's a smart palette. Yeah. And now that I'm looking at it, I want it. Quick, let's move on.
Let's move on. Okay, so there's that. And I have to say, for years, her releases have been out. Her brand's been out for a couple of years now. It's probably the only palette that I'm actually like, I can see that sneaking into my collection. There
was a holiday palette that sort of got me a little bit. And I was like, I don't mind that. But this is the first one where I'm like, am I going to buy something from Kylie Cosmetics? Like, is this about to happen?
Yeah, I agree. But they've also got a highlighter quad. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming this is their new formula that she was talking about so long ago. But she was talking about reformulating her highlighters.
Yes.
And I feel like that this might be the reformulation. But you can see the colours here. I know a few people are excited about this as well. You've got a champagne. You've got sort of like a rosy colour. You've got a bronzy kind of colour. And more of a white, and it's, something that, you know, people can use. You've got two lip glosses. Now, these are new formula. They're the high gloss. So instead of just gloss, they're high gloss. And you have one that is more of a nude cream, and then you have, like, a gold glitter topper.
Yeah.
So, look, it's not a bad collection. You can tell that someone who wears a lot of makeup has put thought into this and designed it to suit not only them, but also other people that like similar makeup.
Yeah.
The worst thing is when you see collabs done by people who don't actually use makeup and you're like, that doesn't actually work. Why the fuck are you doing that?
Yeah. I agree.
This works.
Did we mention there's also a lipstick in there?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yep. It's kind of like it's sort of like a deep rosy nude.
Yeah.
It's pretty colour, very wearable.
And I think it's called Woods, which is her surname. Look at the swatches of the palette too.
Oh, look at it. Stop showing me that.
Sorry. It is nice.
Shit!
It is nice. I know, I agree. It's not bad. I don't hate it. It almost looks like one of her highlighters is a duochrome colour as well. Look, I don't hate
What's wrong with me?
You're in purchase mode.
I am. Yeah. I'm not purchasing anything, but I'm in the, like,
Give it to me.
Yeah.
I agree. This is coming out on the 21st, so when you're watching this, it will be out in the next few hours, 12 hours.
Soon.
Depending Very on when soon. You're watching this, but yeah. Get your clicky purchasing finger ready.
Well.
All right, we've got something new from L'Oreal. They did have their sort of fruity collections that they've been releasing lately. I think they had peachy blushes and stuff. And they're adding to it, but they're making people vote on whether they want berry or watermelon. Now, I like the berry colours, but fuck, man, if something is watermelon-scented, potentially, I watermelon. Will take it. Watermelon. Every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was... The winner was going to be announced on the 17th. When we're filming this, it is the 18th, but we're waiting for the announcement. So hopefully on the screen we'll have the winner. But a few people were pointing out that they thought that they're going to be doing a Becca, where last year Becca made people vote between two highlighter shades and they were going to release the winning one the very next day. Now, that meant that they had to have both shades fully ready stocked and made. Yeah. And then, they just released the second one down the track. Whereas if you look at this one, we'll put the photo side by side, you can see that they've actually just photoshopped the pans and photoshopped the color. So I'm sure that once they have the go ahead, they're just going to mass produce it and release it whenever. So, that's coming. Watermelon.
I agree, watermelon. Only if it's scented like watermelon. Yeah. Otherwise,
don't care.
I'm not going to spend my money on it, so do whatever the fuck you want.
That's fair enough.
Real techniques. We've got some new brushes.
Yeah.
So these are the Rebel Edge brushes.
Comes in a trio pack. Yeah, it is.
They look great.
It's a thing.
My stomach literally... I really hope that...
Having none of it.
I hope the mic was sensitive enough to pick that up because it literally sounded like rumblings from hell.
It's like you're like,
My stomach said what my brain was thinking.
That's true. So these are already out and they're $19.95 US dollars. They're really weird, sort of like pinched look. Pinched and tinted. Yeah,
it's kind of like when you take a big fluffy brush and you're like, I need to use this to like contour or put on blush. So you like pinch the brush in a certain way to like manipulate the bristles. It looks like that.
Yeah.
They look really like thick.
These make more sense to me as face products. The little one, I don't really get. I wouldn't want to use this on my eyes. It's a bit confusing. But if you are in the market for trying some strange brushes, Real Techniques never let you down with their strange releases.
That is very true.
All right, we've got a Halloween release from Sugar Pill. So this is the Trick and Treat. They're both. There's two of them. There's not one or the other. So there's both. There's a Trick shade and a Treat shade. These are their sort of Halloween release liquid lipsticks.
Mm-hmm.
They're a matte finish with like sparkle or metallic sort of shimmer in it. And they're releasing the 24th. So limited edition. Trick is more of a black with, it's a witchy black, matte black with supernatural blend of orange and green sparkles. And Treat is a sparkling metallic copper. So it's Pumpkin Spice's flamboyant cousin. So $18 each, 24th, 10 a.m. PDT.
They look cool, but...
I wouldn't wear them.
I wouldn't wear them either.
They do look cool.
From Vizard, we have a few things.
Yeah.
So there's potential that we've, like, talked about sneak peeks of these because I love to show black and white crap and then we mention it and then 6 years later it comes up again.
That's true.
So we don't know, but these are basically new. We've got the Libertine palette. So this is a 9-pan, I don't know, colourful / cool palette.
Look, I like this palette. I'm going to say, so it's already launched at Beautylish. And it's a 9-pan palette. It's got mattes, it's got shimmers, and it's what I like about this is that it's a great little capsule palette.
Yeah.
You can create matte nude looks, you can create sort of more subtle goldy or pinky looks, and then you can pop in the greens, the blues, the vibrant sort of matte purple. You can like vamp it up a little bit or make it a little bit more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you're going to do this and balance it the way they have, you can't even make it the palette any smaller.
No, like, absolutely not. I agree.
They've picked the best possible shades you can kind of use And I don't know. I think it's cool. I think it's very current. I think if it's good quality, a lot of people are going to love this as like a travel palette. It's very versatile.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
People will buy this. People fall over their feet to get to visit.
And the swatches look nice. I know that they're done, you know, by their marketing team, so who the fuck knows.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, you can see the color palette works well together. There's a lot of versatility in there.
The next one we have is the Grand Pro Volume 2. And this is... There's six new VisArt formulas developed over 2 years, featuring new pigment technology and prismatic glitters.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. It is an all shimmer, glittery, sparkly, metallic, whatever palette.
Yeah, with all different colours.
All different colours. Look, I kind of like the look of this.
I like it too.
I don't know. I'm a little bit torn about this one because I kind of want it, but I don't need it.
Yes. I think with this one, like if you got the volume one, it's all matte. So I think that this is like a perfect accompanying volume two.
Yeah.
I do think that like we do have a photo of the one versus two. And I feel like the one was a lot more nude.
Yeah.
And then... It would have been cool if they had it more variety, like oranges, yellows, greens, and then it sort of mirrored with the shimmers. I think that would have made a good one and two. But if you were after a very, very, very versatile but wearable all shimmer palette, that's pretty much most of what you need.
Yeah.
And if the quality is nice, look, I reckon it's actually going to sell out pretty quickly.
I think it's going to be a popular palette. I don't know. I think I want it.
Yeah, I think I want it too. I like that in Rose, it's got like a color theme. Like the first one is more the reds. The second one's like the yellows and the peaches and the oranges. Then you've got the greens, the blues, the purples and pinks.
Yeah.
I think that's done in a really smart way.
Fuck, I think I'm going to buy it.
I'm tempted to buy it.
Shit.
Too. Look at that. The fourth column
I
down.
I know.
The jewel tone ones. You fucking...
And I reckon that the second from the right is going to be all duochrome.
And the last one's all glitters.
Like,
Yeah. So this is available for pre-order now at Muse Beauty Pro. I'm not sure when it actually officially drops. You're Googling it, aren't you?
No.
Fuck, man, we're going to spend a lot of money. This episode's an expensive one.
I blame you guys.
Yeah, stop
it. You guys love the beauty news, and I need to look at all of the news, and then the news makes me want to buy the things.
Yeah.
$175.
It's a lot of shadows, though.
It is. It's a bargain. We didn't pull the trigger.
No.
It was... Yeah,
it's expensive.
It's a bit fucking rich.
Anyway.
Yeah. Look, I'll wait to see someone else telling me that it's a second coming of Jesus before I actually drop money on that.
That's fair. Fair point.
That's a lot of money.
Very fair point.
All right. We have a new collection from Zoeva. This is the New Women.
One of those.
It is a 1920s themed palette.
I like it.
I want it.
I like it. Look,
this
once
really
again.
Bad, guys. This is, yeah. Send help.
We need, look, you can tell that we've been in a low buy because we're just like, give me all the makeup, all the new makeup, please. I'm sick of
so
using
bad.
Boring stuff. No, anyway. Yeah. I like the design. I like the color. I think the thing about this is these colors are like perfectly suited for my coloring.
They're nice.
I love the bronzers. I love the sort of old golds. I like, once again, you've got the warm transition, the cool transition, beautiful sparkles. The blush is a beautiful peach. The blush topper, the highlighter, the lip crayons, great colors. I'm digging it all. And look how nice they are on swatches
I
as
know,
well.
But this guy, he swatches like an absolute pro.
I think his lighting setup is very, very good.
I think so.
But look how beautiful those lip colours are.
I know.
Stop making me want it. Fuck.
So bad.
Yeah.
Everything's bad.
So there we go. We've got eyeshadow palette, We've got the blush palette, we've got the lip crayons, and we also have brushes.
Yes, and I think I got it wrong. I think this is technically the Premiere collection.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Yes, yeah. I think it is the Premiere collection. So, available on the 24th on the Zoeva website. I am interested. I probably wouldn't bite the bullet with this and buy it.
Yeah.
But it is very, very wearable. And once again, if somehow something came and stole all my makeup, I'd be like, look, this is a great place to start.
Yeah.
That's how I would see this.
Yeah.
But let's work our way back through holiday stuff.
Good.
So we've seen a YSL release for holidays. There's two shades of their Tatouage Couture Metallic Liquid Lipstick. So this is something that they've got a range of these metallic ones, but these are two new ones. You've got Chrome Red Clash and Iron Pink Spirit, and they both have snake designs on
them. They
do. I don't know why that's Christmassy, but it is. It is. I don't know if I said that that's coming in September, but it is.
We have some bits and pieces here from Smashbox. Kind of difficult to tell exactly what there is going on, but we do have a palette.
A mega face palette.
Mega face palette.
Highlighter, blusher, maybe bronzers. I don't know. They've got squiggly pans. They've got flat pans. They've got star pans.
So if you are jonesing for some blushes and face coloured stuff in your life,
you can put it with your Beauty Bay palette that's as big as a pizza box.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Then we have the Holidays Photo Finish Travel Primer Trio.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a primer water, a photo finish primer, like the standard one, and a primerizer primer. Oh my god.
Is that a finishing spray or is it a primer?
No, the primerizer is an actual primer. It's kind of like a moisturizer primer in one.
Oh, okay.
So that's got you covered for primers for a year.
You can also see in this blurry photo a lipstick pack where it looks like there's a pack of five lipsticks and also probably their matte transformer product. There's brush packs. Looks like a little mini liquid lipstick pack, another brush pack. We've got some cool stuff from Marc Jacobs. Ooh. Their Christmas collection is going to be interesting. So this is the three-piece Le Marc liquid lip crayon collection. There is like a
cracker.
Cracker, that's
Christmas
it.
Christmas cracker. Anything Go-Go's, I think it's called.
Yeah, and it's got a mascara and a lipstick in it, like a mini. You've got a gorgeous-looking Omega Glaze all-over foiled luminizer. Mm-hmm. This is going to sell like hotcakes because it looks beautiful. This looks like a beautiful bronzy gold color. Really good for our summer, which happens to be Christmas. So I'm down for that.
There's also an Enamored High Shine Gloss Lip Lacquer in a gold shade, which I think we did see previously. There's also the Sequins Glam Glitter Eyeshadow.
These look very much like the ones that Hourglass just bought out.
Yes, yes. And it looks like it comes in a bunch of different shades.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Yeah.
And a beautiful brush as well. Yes. I want that highlighter.
You know what?
I'm coming for you.
I am so, 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 so happy that Marc Jacobs' holiday collection doesn't have animal print on it.
Yes, like no, like black and fluoro pink, zebra print.
It has turned me off many years in a row. Watching their palettes, and I'm like, "Fuck, this is a nice palette." And then I see the packaging, and I'm like, "I can't do it." I feel like if you're into animal print, you're either all for it or you are so against it that it makes you want to vomit.
It's a fair point.
I respect both sides because I am one of those sides.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true. Okay, let's go on to Laura Mercier.
Mm-hmm.
So these are already available in Sephora Canada, so we've seen a few things. They've got a highlighter quad, which we have spoken about before.
Mm-hmm.
They've also got two eyeshadow palettes that look interesting. So they bring out these every year, but this year they've got two of them. One is the Hidden Gems, which looks like a very spring palette. It's got some soft colors, like some nude colors. It's got a little bit of maybe a yellowy gold, a teal color, a pink, a soft green, and then some sort of smokier colors. Then they're hitting up the coloured eyeshadows.
So Nights Out palette.
Nights Out palette. So once again, this is mainly shimmer. There's a couple of mattes in there. You've got some berries. You've got some oranges. You've got like a gold and a silver.
Mm.
And you have like a green, a blue, a navy, and maybe a smoky shimmer. This is very different from Laura Mercier. You can tell that they are trying to stay current.
And I think they should.
Yeah, they should. And I think a lot of people might start paying attention to them with releases like this.
Yeah.
So we've also, you know, seen a few other things from them. They've got their caviar stick minis in a quad like they have in previous years.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the body souffle collection.
Yep.
They've got the custom setting matte and glow translucent loose setting powder duo. And a few other things. So, interesting.
Yeah.
One to watch. We can't swatch. They've been pulled out of Australian stores.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. I'll buy Kylie instead. Fuck you.
We've seen the Clé de Peau holiday collection. So, I think this is a winter wonderland or fairyland collection. I think that's like a rough translation. And it is in collaboration with the Italian artist Daria Petrilli. So apparently the collection is concepted as like chapters in a story with corresponding packaging, illustrations and products. So we see there's a pressed powder, refining pressed powder. So three lipsticks, one of them is a limited shade and two are shades that are part of their...
Permanent line. Just repackaged.
Yes. There's an eye colour quad, a highlighter. There's a face cream, which is...
Is that in that packaging? That gorgeous packaging?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's amazing. And this is launching in Japan October 21st and will be available in the US, Canada, Russia, Indonesia, Vietnam, Malaysia, Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, China, Thailand and Singapore.
I'm getting some sort of Alice in Wonderland vibes. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's what it's...
The nod.
Yeah, the nod to Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Sort of that mystical, whimsical kind of feel. I love the packaging. I love how it's got like the card suits on the,
pressed into it.
Yeah, like...
I like that too. The colours don't do it for me.
No, they don't do it for me either. It's a shame. Clé de Peau is quite expensive, so it's hard. Like, you kind of want it for some of the packaging, but it's very hard to justify if you're not going to use it.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Last thing, the Look Fantastic Advent Calendar has been released. Hopefully, if you're into beauty advent calendars and you potentially wanted to get your hands on this, you were already signed up for, like, First Look when it released earlier in the month. So, essentially, it's a £79 calendar, 25 doors, and, yeah... It's up for pre-sale now, and then it goes on sale again October 1st. So if you want it.
And that's probably when you'll start shipping.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, we're done.
We are done.
So another big episode, but that's what happens when you get to this time of the year with Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
Once again, congratulations to the winner of the giveaway. We will contact you. Do check your DMs on Instagram because... Yeah. That's how we're going to contact you. And leave your comments down below. Skincare questions. If you've got any, like, I wanted a professional to explain why the fuck do I need to do X, leave it in the comments and we'll try to get that answered for you because we've got questions and we know so many people get quite confused with skincare because it's a confusing topic. So, we're keen to do that.
Yeah. It is time to dedicate this episode to a Beauty News VIP, and the VIP of the episode goes to Athena Phelps. Thank you so much for your support of Beauty News, and thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News in whichever way you do it.
That's true.
Even if you rage watch.
Thanks.
We love that.
If you made it to the end and you're rage watching, you've got anger issues. But thank you, Athena.
I feel bad for you.
Thank you, Athena. Thank you so much. So, emoji of the week. Is there any, like, up-and-go boxes?
Emojis are paperclips.
Why? I don't know why.
Who knows? Just because.
But if you made it to the end, leave a paperclip emoji
in the
comments. Do it now. But thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on Monday. Oh,
don't tell them. It's a surprise.
There is a video that a lot of people have requested. Yep. We've had a lot of DMs. We've had a lot of tags. We've had a lot of people sharing videos in our comments. And we've done it.
We've done it.
So you it's will see it.
For you.
It is coming for you. So watch out.
Yes.
Watch out.
Watch out. Keep an eye out.
Yeah. We'll see you then.
I need to go.
Sponsor us up and go.